Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you'll hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about negative self-talk. I'm going to ask you a few questions first. I really want you to think about these answers. I want you to think about, how did you talk to yourself today? How did you talk to yourself yesterday? And how did you talk to yourself a year ago? Do you talk to yourself as if the glass is half full, or do you talk to yourself as if the glass is half empty? Do you talk to yourself worse or the same as what people have in the past that have hurt you? I want you to listen today because words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Your words have the power to heal you or to hurt you. It's not just the words that we say out loud. It's the words that we say to ourselves. It's those inner thoughts that we have. I know you know what I mean when I say they're like our thoughts are like a hamster on a hamster wheel that will not get off and they just stay there. We think about those things. They're on repeat. Sometimes you lay in bed at night and those thoughts are all going through your mind. That's what I'm talking about. And I've said it before. I would never want anyone to hear the dialogue that went in my head years ago. Because, man, it was horrible. It was negative. It was depressing. It was really nothing that I would want, like, even my daughters to hear. But yet, I was saying it to myself. And you know when you're growing up, they say, oh, words don't hurt you. That sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I think that's a lie. Because I think words do have the power to hurt you if you allow them. And for years, I kept thinking them. I kept speaking those hurtful words to myself. How about you? Do you speak hurtful words to yourself, or do you speak empowering words to yourself? I would not only hear the words that I was saying to myself from myself, but I would hear the words that other people would say to me, and they would hurt me. And then I was allowing my hurtful words to go on that hamster wheel and their hurtful words to go on that hamster wheel and play together. It was a hot mess, y'all. But I'm here to tell you, there are ways to overcome this thinking. I like to call it stinking thinking. There are ways to overcome. And I also believe that some of you out there listening can relate. You're like, yes, I do the same thing. And I know it's not something that we're proud of, but I'm going to tell you a little bit today about how to overcome this method, these thoughts by a method that I teach. But I also just want you to know that sometimes we continue on that cycle because it's comforting to us. I'll explain a little bit more. So just sit tight, get your pen. You're going to want to take notes. Okay. So when we think about negative thinking, we can look fine from the outside. Like, you could be sitting there having these scenarios going over in your head, and some of these scenarios haven't even happened yet, and you could have these thoughts going on in your head, and you look fine to everyone else. You look happy. You look, you know, confident, but you could still be dealing with these negative thoughts on the inside. Someone could then say something to you, and they mean absolutely nothing by it, but because you focus so much on the negative thoughts and those negative thoughts are on that hamster wheel going over and over in your head, you look at things from a negative perspective, and then those words hurt you. And then whatever they said, you start feeling it as if it was true. And maybe they meant nothing by it. Our thoughts and our words impact our feelings, actions or inactions, and the results. And I know I say this all the time, but it really cannot be said too much, because the power is in our thoughts. So if we don't like our results, or we don't like what we're feeling, or the actions or inactions that we're taking in life, circle it back to your thoughts. What are you telling yourself? How do you speak to yourself? Do you talk to yourself with the glass half full or half empty? Do you talk to yourself worse than the people have in your past? Negative self-talk really can lead to just unhappiness and just feeling unsatisfied. You can have relationships that struggle because of your negative thinking. You aren't happy, or you're, like I said, you create those scenarios. Maybe you find yourself hopping from job to job, and it could all stem back to how, what you're thinking about yourself, what you're saying to yourself. Maybe you procrastinate. Maybe you have a low self-esteem. All of these things could really circle back, and you could dial them back and ask yourself why, until you get to the point, what are you speaking to yourself? They've done studies, you know, they do studies on everything, but they've done studies about negative thinking and negative self-talk. And those studies have shown that the negative self-talk is caused by negative thoughts that just persist or stay on the hamster wheel. Because if you think about it, negative thoughts alone aren't harmless. They are actually pretty harmless. But when we hear them all the time and we hang on to those thoughts, that's when they become harmful. That's when they start to hurt our life and impact our life. So why do we hang on to those thoughts when we know that they could take us down the wrong rabbit trail, right? So like I said a few minutes ago, the thoughts that you hang on to could actually be comforting you. And I know that seems kind of crazy. Let me explain. This is all you've done for years. You've talked to yourself negative. You've talked to yourself with the glass, you know, half empty. You're just negative about so many things in your thoughts. So it's comforting. That's all that you know. That's quote unquote who you are. But it's harder to change than it is to harder to stay where you are, because it's comforting. This quote I say all the time too: your desire to change must be greater than your desire to remain the same. This can be applied to so many areas of our life, but I really think it can apply to our stinking thinking. It's that desire to overcome your negative thinking has to be greater than the desire to stay and keep on that same pattern that you have. Because, you know, obviously holding on to the negative thinking that we're having is not going to help us grow. It's not going to help us be fulfilled. It's actually going to do the opposite. It's going to lead to unhelpful actions. So let's think about this. Let's say you want to start your dream side hustle, but you procrastinate over and over. It could take years, or like, you know, you could sadly not even start it at all, because you spend the bulk of your time and your thought life telling yourself the negative thoughts about it, or the negative thoughts about yourself, because it's automatic. That negative self-talk is the first thing that comes to your mind. It's actually hard to stop those negative self-talking from happening because you've done it for so long. Again, that's what you know. But the negative thoughts, they can come and go really quickly, but what happens is they come and go so often that it becomes just the normal part of our day. So it causes us to do those things like procrastination or feeling stuck or not taking actions, because it just happens so much that we just are like, this is comfortable. I don't have to change. I'll just keep thinking this thing. No one will know, right? They're gonna know. Anyway, so I want you to think about that. Every time a negative thought comes in your mind, ask yourself, is this really what I want to dwell on? So there's different patterns of negative self-talk, and I go over this more deeply in my trainings and in my masterclasses, but it depends on your personality. So your personality, you could fall into one or more of this negative self-talk patterns. But I'm only going to give a few examples, and you might be able to relate to these, but there's other ones too. So do you go about life and you assume the worst? Because if so, this could be categorized in a catastrophic type thinking, which makes things seem way bigger than what they are. It's like a huge, like, grand scale, right? Then there's the black and white thinking pattern, where you think extreme, like there's no like medium ground. So it's kind of like an all or nothing thinking. And if you think on these things, you're going to have that fear of like fear of failure or the fear of the unknown, or maybe you just won't step out of your comfort zone because you're afraid of what might happen. And if you have a fear of failure, oftentimes in your life, go back and listen to last week's episode. That's when I talked about the fear of failure. Because I believe there are four areas that women tend to stay stuck. The first one is fear of failure. The second one that I'm talking about today is negative self-talk. But the patterns that we experience, like I said, it could be because of your personality. Maybe your personality goes to one of these patterns more than the other. You could have multiple depending on the situation. So because there are different patterns that I'm talking about, I talked about the two in more detail. Like I talked about the black and white thinking, which is the all or nothing thinking. And I also talked about the catastrophizing thinking. But there's a few more. So let me just list the six that I really focus on in my coaching and in the masterclass. Like I said, there's more, but these are the six that I personally think are the most popular. Okay, so there's the two that we talked about, and then there's the must and shoulds. There's a all or nothing, there's mind reading, and there's discounting the positives. So you just kind of push those to the side. And then there's also self-blame. Again, like I said, there's more, but these are the most popular that I feel people struggle with. So I've talked about this on other podcasts, the four-step method that I believe in, that I practice, that I use, and I highly suggest that other people learn and use. So I'm going to go over it I'm going to go over it more detail. If you ever attend a masterclass or you do one-on-one coaching with me, we're going to work through this because I think it's very important, especially when you're trying to get away from the negative thinking, get out of our comfort zone, go into the positive thinking instead of the negative. So here's the four-step method if you want to write it down. One, you're going to be an observer to your own thoughts. So you're going to address yourself in the third person. Call yourself out by name. Sometimes it helps to look in a mirror and do this method. It will help you to be more confident. Trust me. The second thing that you're going to do is you're going to talk to yourself as if you're talking to your daughter, your sister, or your best friend, a coworker. You can think anybody you want to put in that. If you wanted to name someone, talk to them as if you were talking to them. Talk to you as if you were talking to them. So I have a daughter, Emily and Natalie. If I was talking to Emily or Natalie, what would I say? Would I be negative or would I be positive? So the third thing that you're going to do is you're going to take the main negative thought that you're having, and then you're going to create a new opposing positive thought that you're having. Okay, so you're going to take the negative, you're going to flip it to a positive, and then I want you to come up with like three pieces of, you can call it whatever, but three confirmations or three pieces of evidence to that positive thought so that it will be true. So those are the first three steps. The last step seems simple, but it's really not, but it just takes time and consistency, and it's believing it. Believe it. You can change your negative thought pattern to the positive. Trust me, you can. I did, and I still am overcoming. I never say that I overcame negative self-talk, but I'm overcoming. And I think we'll always be in that overcoming cycle, but it's going to get easier and quicker. The negative thoughts are going to be addressed a lot quicker. So I personally use this method, this four-step method that I just went over, and I use it when I work with my clients too, because once you understand this method, or this model, whatever you want to call it, once you understand it, you're going to start to use it every time a negative thought comes to your mind. And you're going to find that you can switch a lot quicker out of that negative mindset. Every single time you're going to be like, ooh, I handled that really quick. It went through my mind. I processed it. And now I'm thinking positive. One thing I want you to understand is that negative thoughts just are part of our life. They're going to be there. So you can fight them and battle with them over and over, or you can just slowly start to release their control on you. By doing the four-step method is going to help you release that control. And once you do that, your mind is going to be filled with positive thoughts, and then there's going to be less room for negative thoughts or less tolerance for negative thoughts. One thing that I want to offer for you to do, I want to invite you to my Facebook group. This is a free mindset Facebook group. I'm going to be going over many trainings that have to do with your mindset, but especially with our negative thinking, because this is the one area that I feel like a lot of us women struggle with. So if you are not in my Facebook group, I want to invite you. It is for females only, but you can go to the show notes and you can join it there, or you could just go to my website, wellnesswithfaith.com/community, and it's going to help you get there. But it's going to be a great place for you to come to get mini trainings and life coaching. We're going to do little challenges in there. It's awesome. And so come there and you're going to get a lot of life coaching assistance for free. So, but I hope that this helped you today just to kind of understand where negative thinking comes from and how we can handle that negative thinking. And the quicker that you handle the negative thinking early on, as soon as that thought comes in your mind, the quicker it's going to become positive, and then you're just going to learn this method and you're going to start using it all the time. Like I said, I still use it today. So at the end of all my podcasts, I always like to leave you with a quote or something that I want you to think about. So today, I want you to know that changing your negative thoughts is not about focusing on the rainbows and the butterflies and, you know, all the, just change it to thinking positive. That's not what it's about. The goal here is for you to shift those thoughts so that they don't make you feel fearful or anxious anymore. Before you go, I have one more thing I want to tell you about. I am so excited to tell you that my membership group coaching program is now open for enrollment. And here's the most exciting thing. I am now offering a founder's price of only $48 a month. And this program is relatively new. And since we're building it as we go, we wanted to make sure that we gave you this special pricing if you wanted to join at the ground level. This is going to be a founder's pricing, and it's only going to be good in April. And this is, that price is good for you as long as you're in the mentorship. And also, I wanted to let you know that for the ease with all of us coaching as a team, we're going to open the doors for memberships every quarter. So April is going to be closed. The doors will be closed at the end of April. So this enrollment price for the founder's price is only good until the end of April. If you want to join us later, that's fine. Starting in July, it's going to be the $97, which is still a huge deal. But if you're on the fence at all, I would highly recommend you join now with this founder's price because, like I said, it's amazing. You're going to get a team of coaches. You're going to get workshops. And for my clients, something special that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be also giving you access to my nutrition vault. That's where I give you meal plans, recipes, grocery lists. You'll have access to all of this for one price of $48. Again, this is only through the end of April. So if you're listening to this after April, the price is $97. It's still a huge deal. You still get all the perks. And we're going to continue building the mentorship, so you're going to get even more. So as we go, we're building. So we are just so excited, and we want to invite you early on to get at the ground level. So I wanted to make sure that I announced that to you today. And as always, you can cancel your membership at any time, and you can try it for 7 days. If you're not completely satisfied, you can get a refund. So I'm not going to pressure you. Again, the doors close at the end of April, but I would run, not walk, to my website. So you can find the details in the show notes, or you can go to wellnesswithfaith.com/work with me. I hope that y'all have a great day, and I appreciate you listening. If you're listening now and you find my podcast helpful or encouraging, please share it with others so they can find out about it. But also, if you would rate and review, that is so helpful for me as a podcaster. It helps get the word out so that I can reach more people with encouragement, empowerment, and just mindset help. So again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. I will talk to you next week. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you get weekly coaching from a certified coach. This mentorship has a team of coaches that specialize in so many areas. If you need help with confidence and boundaries, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business, or maybe you're just struggling to find your calling, we have a team that will help you in all those areas plus more. This could be exactly what you're looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop, but for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We truly believe that God has created this, and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. There is a link in my show notes if you want more details. And again, don't forget to take my quiz to discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back and learn how you can move forward with confidence and with clarity. I want to thank you again for your support. It really does mean so much to me.